evening, everyone, and welcome to the very first edition of Popped Pixels. My name is Joe Jester Estenes. I could have been an evil court jester back in medieval times, but I'm not because I'm alive now. Also with Nick, the Pac-Man, Pack Attack, Asshole, Santillo, minus the asshole, and Mike, Superman Morales, which is a pretty cool nickname. Guys, how you doing tonight?
Good.
I'm pretty good, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I feel like I have a teddy bear in my pants. How about you, Nick?
I'm doing good.
I do
have a teddy bear in my pants.
Good, that's even more disturbing than me saying it. So, guys, new year, new podcast, which is really great. Tonight, we're going to be talking about what currently we are playing. Also, what we want to see in the new consoles, the next-gen consoles that are coming out, which is going to be interesting to see what Microsoft and Sony are doing, as well as upcoming releases, and we're going to have a little thing where you get to know us, the three assholes that are talking to you right now.
It's going to be fun.
It is. It's going to be fantastic. So, what are we playing right now? There's a number of new games out, Nick Santillo. I'm sorry, Pac-Man.
I'm playing Far Cry a lot. Fucking obsessed with that game, actually. Call of Duty, Black Ops 2, obviously. And a little bit of Halo. I'm kind of upset that I don't play that enough.
Yeah, we definitely need to play that more.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I kind of miss it, but I'm so into prestiging up, and I've never done
it
before.
That's me too. Like, that's why I play that more.
It's like drugs, man. It's like cocaine. I need another hit.
I need to start doing that again, too.
What's going
to
happen when we get to 15th? Like,
it's
over.
Yeah. We just stop.
We just go to rehab, or
I mean, I think we maybe just slit our kill wrists. Ourselves, right? That's like the cult
that's
thing
how you
after
do
that.
Fantastic. We move to Camden and we kill ourselves. Okay. So, what do you like about Far Cry 3, Nick? Tell us a little bit about why you like the game now.
Yeah.
Now.
Honestly, like my favorite part of it is just getting outposts and fucking doing the towers. I don't know why. That's like the best part about it. The fuck are you laughing at?
I'm just trying to mess you up, sorry. No, I haven't gotten the game yet, but...
Yeah, dick.
Listen, I got like 600 games that I'm trying to finish, all right? Like, I have an insane amount, including Call of Duty 2. I'm also finishing up Skyrim. Also, have Assassin's Creed 3, which is really awesome. Too many bugs in the game, but... You know, like, it's still a decent game. I do like it. I can get by that. I'm the type that can get by little bugs if they're not constant, like New Vegas, Fallout New Vegas. Jesus Christ, man. It's like...
Well, this is Bethesda. Most of their games are broken in some way.
Yeah, in some way, shape. It's like they give you some and then they fuck you like a Vietnamese hooker. But, Mike, so what are you playing right now?
A lot of the same stuff that you guys are. I've been playing a lot of Far Cry 3. The thing I like about Far Cry 3 is just the openness of it. It's got the thing like sort of like Halo, like an open battlefield. You pretty much, when you come into like a fighting scenario, like when you're taking an outpost or something like that, it's not like this is your path, this is what you have to do. Like all three of us could play the same mission or take the same outpost, but we could do it three different ways.
Right, so you could approach it from different angles.
Yeah, and I like the random stuff that happens in that game. Like a lot of it is just when you're traveling around the world, all of a sudden you'll just see like a group of guys like trying to kill you, and then a fucking tiger comes out and starts eating the shit out of all of them. And it's just crazy. Like that kind of stuff is awesome to me. Yeah.
I was actually like hanging out once, just like I was literally like just standing there, just like watching shit happen, and like there was I think it was a tiger, and it just like started attacking like pigs or some shit like that, and then a bear came like a little while after that, and like it just started like fucking attacking everything, and like guys started shooting it, and I was just like sitting there with the camera open just watching this happen. It was actually like really fucking cool. Yeah. And then I threw a grenade at him and blew them all up. So
wow.
Yeah, and skinned them.
Yeah, we do have to get to New York City more often. But but anyways,
one of the games that you guys didn't mention because you guys haven't been playing probably is Dust. It's a downloadable arcade game that came out a little while ago for Xbox Live. I'm really liking that game. 2D side scroller, kind of like it reminds me a little bit of like a Metroid type game. Like you'll see areas in the very beginning of the game that you can't get through until you get certain items, which you get by like leveling up and getting farther in the game story. So then you have to backtrack and go through those secret areas. There's some RPG elements to it. Everybody in the game kind of looks like furries. They look like fucking like weird animal creatures. But the story to it is actually really, really good and covers some mature topics.
Yeah, stop trying to deep throat the mic.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty.
I actually don't play games that my own people make, so
That what? Your own people made? Your own people didn't make that game. Dude, this was one guy.
It's a fucking Japanese guy.
It looks like it could be, but it's not.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know his name.
It's Zhang, isn't it?
I know. He was at PAX showing the game off a few years ago.
It's probably him.
Was it Zhang? David Lopan?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure he's not in game development
anymore. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
That's cool. So next year, you're just pissed, man, because, you know, in Best of the Best, what's this? Eric Roberts beat the shit out of that Korean guy, and you're just mad now. Even though you... Actually, you weren't even born when the movie came out.
Have you ever gone back and watched that movie?
Yes.
Eric Roberts is, like, the worst actor I've ever seen. He cries, like, five fucking times in that movie. I never realized it until I just watched it recently.
Yeah, when his, like, shoulder's out, he's like, I'm Tommy Pennington!
Yeah, like, when his kid gets hit by a car or something like that, riding his bike or something, and he's fucking screaming like a bitch during that, too.
Yeah, who would cry at that?
Yeah,
like,
fuck that.
Dude, it's just your kid getting hit by
a
car.
He, like, leaves the Taekwondo tournament for the Olympics or whatever to go and be by his kid that got hit by a car.
James Earl Jones doesn't fuck around, man.
Nah, he was pissed.
He was like, no, Alex, get out of here.
Then he let him back anyway.
Alex Grady. Only in the 80s, man.
Joe, what have you been playing?
Oh, like, what have I been playing? Oh, my God, man. Everything.
You mentioned Assassin's Creed 3, right?
Oh, yes. Assassin's Creed 3, which I mentioned about the bugs, which I can get by because I'm not picky with games. Certain people are that I know, but I'm not.
There was a lot of people complaining about that the first, like, hour and a half or more seems like the giant tutorial for that game.
It is. It really is. But in that time, it is pretty fun. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, you could say the actual game starts at sequence 6, but I think what they're trying to do is compact three games into one, because that's what they had to do with Assassin's Creed 2, because they had Revelations and Brotherhood. It's all Assassin's Creed 2. It's just three separate games, but I think they're trying to do too much, and that probably is where the bug problem comes up into.
One of the other complaints I saw was the wilderness stuff is some of the best stuff, but there's not enough to do in the wilderness. Like, they don't put you there enough. Like, it's mostly just side missions and open world type stuff instead of actual missions. Because when I was watching, like, I haven't played it, but I watched a lot of it being played, and the stuff that was coolest to me was running around in the woods, like climbing the trees and that kind of shit. Like, that looked cool as hell.
Yeah, being free and clear.
It just doesn't seem they give you enough reason to be there. Because the town stuff was a little weird because it's not as vertical.
Yeah.
Because the buildings aren't as tall and stuff like that. That seems a little weird to me.
Yeah. I didn't get one part in the fucking game, and I haven't played it in, like, since it came out, but the Frontiersman or something like that?
Yeah.
Those missions to me were just so fucking weird.
Sasquatch and...
Yeah, like, did you, like...
This is Sasquatch?
Yeah. Well, not really, but... this is the thing that I like about it. With the side missions, they're a little bit, like, redundant and kind of silly, but if you look at, like, what happens afterwards when those text things come up in the Animus database, they dispel different rumors, like the story that Daniel Boone, he's always in that Frontiers thing. And, of course, he's a very famous American pioneer, fur trapper, stuff like that, that really got a lot more credit than he deserved. But
yeah, wasn't he a dick?
He wasn't a dick. It was just that he gets a lot of credit for colonizing or inventing Kentucky.
Yeah.
But it was already there and, you know, pretty much.
That was Colonel Sanders, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, when KFC came out, I mean, yeah, seriously.
Yeah, they made that
whole
thing.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Tell you. But, yeah. But the other thing that I really enjoy about that game is the history, and I loved the entire Assassin's Creed anthology for the history, because you got to learn about, in the first game, the Crusades and the ancient cities, Acre and Jerusalem, and then you got to learn about the Renaissance Italy, which is very interesting.
That's the stuff I like, too, because it's kind of cool, because they mess with the history a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, and you actually learned something.
Yeah, it's good for kids that didn't go to school in, like, high school and shit like me and just played games. So, like, I was actually learning when I wasn't in school.
For those that did go to school, it reinforces what they learned. But, yes, if you're a piece of shit, you do learn things.
Well, it was, like really accurate, though. I mean, that's, you know, you're running around as an Indian like that, like, you know, fucking.
Yeah, you started the Boston Massacre and all that. Yeah,
yeah.
An Indian did that. You didn't start it, but there was somebody else there, and you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got blamed for it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and it stuff's real, man. I mean, not to get off topic, but, like, I've been doing research into it, and
doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Seriously, like, it's real. I mean, the church disbanded that Templar order back in, I guess the early 13th century. But, you know, it was actually church created. It was created through the church, as they're pretty much their it's their dirty work people. That's what it was.
Yeah, I was there.
Church assassins.
Yeah, pretty much. And even in the main guy, well, the next to main guy in the first Assassin's Creed, Robert Dussault, he was an actual real guy. And he was the one of the first grandmasters, but it's interesting because he was only in the order for like a year, and they voted him in. But it's interesting. I like it for that. You get to learn about different things. And we're going to be going to PAX this year in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh,
so
yes.
Everybody's
Joe,
excited.
Joe wants to visit.
Yeah, I want to go to Faneuil Hall. I do. I really want to go.
What the fuck is that?
It's like a marketplace. Where
are you going to climb it? Like climb around on it?
Yeah, I'm going to climb it so I can see what else is in the surrounding area.
You sync with everything else?
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Let's try to do that shit.
Synchronizing
awesome.
Is fun.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Far Cry 3 definitely stole that sync thing.
Oh,
from
yeah.
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, yeah. That's actually cool. That's in there. You have to climb radio towers and sync up, pretty much.
PAX is actually 103 days away.
103
I have a countdown
days.
On my phone.
It's going to be great, man. Honestly, I like it because it's just a bunch of nerds together. I really do, because they're not like ass. Nobody there is an asshole.
Nah. Besides us.
Besides us.
We're not assholes to the nerds, though.
No, we
like
just...
Like to the other nerds like us.
And the enforcers.
I'm pretty sure we were last year.
Nah.
We just tapped on their shoulder.
And you assassinated somebody.
Yeah, but that's cute. That's adorable. And I didn't really kill them. But
no, you did. You did. You killed his soul.
The one guy.
He died inside a little bit.
No, he died in surgery. But that doesn't make any difference because I didn't kill... Never mind. But yeah, we're really excited about it. We actually got a really good hotel room. Our asshole friend Vin chipped in finally.
Yeah, and a fucking retard.
Yeah, he's a.
We actually have a newcomer coming this year.
Oh, we do.
Yeah,
yeah, John,
John,
John. I don't,
John
I don't,
Zoidberg.
I don't remember his last name actually.
John, who the fuck is he?
He's the dude from the cruise that I met.
Oh yeah.
So you met a guy
right.
in a cruise. You're like, hey, yeah.
We were in the hot tub
go to Boston,
together,
bro.
And he had a boner, and I was like, that's some good wood you got there.
Jesus, yeah, let's go to PAX. Like games, bro?
I was like, so you into video games? And he was like, yeah, dude. And I'm like, sweet. And
holy
then I
shit.
Got a boner. And then, yeah, he just, he was like, yeah, I'm coming to PAX.
Yeah, bro, you got a sweet package. You want to play games? Sick, man. But, yeah, besides that, I'm also playing, I'm going back into Dead Space, which is still one of the scariest games, I think, that has ever been made. Sleeper hit of 2009 or 10, I forget which year it was made. But
I stopped playing that.
It was so much fun, man. It's such an awesome game.
Have you seen anything about Dead Space 3?
Nah, nothing yet.
I think the fact that there's co-op in it is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because I think that's going to take out some of the tension, because I don't know of any game that's ever been scary playing with another person.
No.
I mean, if they can pull it off, that's cool.
And
but I think it's going to be hard.
And you could see that in Resident Evil. Well, a couple. I forget which started the co-op, but honestly.
Five,
yeah. It took away from it, like, big time, the tension and the macabre ambiance of that game.
Four was awesome.
Yeah, four was great. Nick doesn't like four.
Why?
Because you can't control it.
Dude, I
was, it
was so
weird,
terrible
yeah.
at that game.
Yeah, it was a weird game, but.
And he doesn't like Leon because he's better looking.
Now, you played 6. That's just one of the retard. Games you played that I didn't really play. I only played the demo of Resident Evil 6. No.
Which was fucking horrible.
Yeah, that
it's
was...
not that bad.
No,
I mean,
it made me want to stick something in my dick hole and kill myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but listen, so did that whoever the editor is, Kevin Van Ord from GameStop. GameSpot, sorry. Guy gave it a 4.5, and I'm looking at it.
A lot of people that didn't really like
it. That's what it deserved.
And I can relate, man. There's too many set pieces in the game. It's hard to move around. But beyond that, again, like I said, I can get beyond little flaws and appreciate a game for what it is. And honestly, it didn't deserve a 4.5. Definitely at least a 6.5, possibly a 7. Because it was pretty good.
What I think is weird is like they're... It's like they're going into, like, they're trying to just be a third-person shooter, but they're not fully going. Like, they need to either go all the way that way
right.
or just go back to the survival horror stuff.
They
because,
can't commit.
Yeah, it's like they can't, because if it had controls that were as good as, like, Gears of War, like other third-person shooters,
make it like
then
that.
You know what? All right, fine, I'm on board. Even though it's not what I like about Resident Evil, I like the weird, scary, like, atmosphere that they set up and stuff like that. Or go back to that, like one or the other. Like,
yeah.
You can't do a Gears of War that's scary because it's just too fast paced and you're going to be shooting shit too much. I think the controls that were weird and bad actually made that game like you felt the tension more because of it, because you weren't as good at shooting and, right. and dodging and as fast. You know, that was part of the tension.
I can remember that, man. N64, yeah. Resident Evil 2. First Resident Evil I ever played. Oh, my God.
That was the first one. You didn't play the Resident Evil 1 first?
I didn't have a PlayStation.
Oh, wow.
And then I did. It was when GameCube came out, they released the Resident Evil, the first one.
Those were good.
And they were. They were very good games. And but you're right. I mean, they're being pulled in two directions, and they just don't know where to go. Honestly, they said that this was it. Six is the last one. I don't think it's a good curtain call. They should really go back to what made it great.
What they should do is when the next consoles come out is when they should reboot it, start over. Just call it Resident Evil. Fucking start from the beginning again.
Yeah.
Maybe you know, do a little bit of a different story or something. But.
Yeah.
I always liked the stories of them. I just couldn't play them because of that playing style. That was the biggest flaw to me. So, because I'm like, you know me, I'm just like a first person type of guy. Yeah, so,
yeah. Some or even people third just person. Can't like play those games just because they, you know, they lose interest quickly.
Yeah, it's too complex for me. But you know me, I'm very straight. You know, I got to do dumb. One thing. Yeah, yeah, dumb.
Yeah.
I tried to make it, you know, better sounding, but nah. I guess that's it.
Nah. It is what it is.
Yeah, you're like little Michael James.
Y'all say that. Michael James is awesome.
I was just thinking about when he said, like, people in a circle, but they weren't really in the circle, but how could the circle get smaller? Remember the thing you were talking about? Never mind. It was just funny, his Twitter thing. You know what? I don't even mean to plug the guy. Like, fuck that. We're just talking about us right now. And video games, which he probably plays, but...
I don't know if he can figure them out.
No, he probably can't. Like, damn, what's this, man?
He plays Kinect, and that's it.
All right, so what are you talking about next?
We're going to talk about what we want to see from new consoles that are coming out in the coming years. Most importantly to me, Microsoft's new Xbox, which I don't know what it's going to be called.
720.
720 would be...
720.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to do that, though.
Well, they came out with, like, so many different, like, domain names for it. They, like, actually bought, like, a shit ton. But I think it's going to be called the 720.
Yeah.
It may be easy.
Either that or the 1080.
I think it might be something to do with, like, integrating Windows more. So it might have something to... I just ripped ass so
fucking
bad.
Fucking farted.
Oh, man.
I hope you picked it up.
I hope you did, man. I hope so.
All right, crunch time. Let's do it right now. Nick, what do you want to see from the new console? Xbox. Go.
You know what?
Go!
Okay. I just fucking better graphics, and I really like... That's, like, my main thing. Like, I don't want to, like, walk, like, with, like, Skyrim or something like that. I want to be able to see extremely far. I don't want, like, fucking leaves to pop up and, like, grass to pop up when I'm, like, running up a hill. Like, that's, like, my biggest, like, pet peeve with games, like, is really graphics. That's it. Like, I feel like they could be better, and they're not. That's it.
The things I'm looking for, I guess, would be... I see where you're coming from with the graphics. I think graphics now are pretty good. Even if they had graphics like up to where current PCs are now. And the things I'm excited about is like open world games like Grand Theft Auto and stuff like that. Imagine if you can go in most of those buildings because there's more memory you know, more for them to play with. Like the hardware is just better. Like that's the kind of stuff I want to see. Like expand the gameplay more. You know, that'd be kind of cool. Online features, I'd love to see like day and date, like you release the game on whatever date, you could download it right to your system instead of having to go to a store and buy it. I'd rather have digital downloads. I like that better.
Yeah.
And this is a topic that I didn't know if I was going to bring up, but I feel like I kind of have to.
I don't know. I think it's great.
Me and Mike were talking about it beforehand. He's saying the whole digital download thing is going to be cool, but I think of it like Microsoft, like if you buy a 250 gig hard drive, it's like fucking, what, like $200, $100 or something like that, whatever it is. Like, for a guy like you that has however many games you have.
80
games. If you had to fucking download all them, you would have to have, like probably a couple terabytes, because each game is like 7 gigs.
Or more.
So, yeah. So, like, you would have to have a shit ton of memory. And, like, Microsoft is going to probably make you pay out the ass for that.
That's why, like right now, Sony, the PlayStation, you can get any hard drive. It doesn't have to be their hard drive. You can just put, like, a regular computer hard drive on there.
Well, you could do the same thing with the Xbox, right?
Mm-mm. It only allows...
thumb drives.
It only allows a certain amount, which is...
But that's 2 gigs.
It's 4 gigs, yeah. And you can have 2 4-gig things. So 8 extra gigs you can actually put on there. But
even that, that's just one game.
Yeah, it's either a game or a movie or
yeah. See, I wish you could just if you could put your own hard drives in it, it'll completely eliminate that. You won't have to worry about it. The other thing is that you can make it so that, you know, do you play all 80 of your games still?
I go every now and again just because I'm an achievement whore. I got to get certain things. So, yeah, the answer would be yeah. All
right. Because the thing, like, I don't know, Xbox Live Arcade, if there's a game I haven't played in a while and I delete it, I could just go back and download it again at any time. You know, that's another thing you could do with digital downloads, stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
Because I have, like, three games at a time that I play, I think. And then maybe I'll go back and play something else, but, I mean...
I have, like, five right now that, like, you know, like, I play Madden still every now and again, but, like... I don't know. I just, I can see it being really cool, but I still, I don't know. And I don't want the midnight launch thing. I don't want that to ever go away. I love that shit.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's like fun. The funnest shit. It's kind of cool, but I don't know. At the same time, it'd be cool to, like they do on PCs, you could preload the game. So you basically download the game, and at midnight, it unlocks. And you're playing it already at midnight, not waiting another half hour, 45 minutes in line, and then coming back home and playing it.
Yeah.
Like and after the Call of Duty midnight thing, I don't think I want to go to another
midnight
launch.
Dude, that's just Call of Duty fans, though. They're all fucking retards.
They were all retarded. How? I swear, dude, it was just the craziest group of people I've ever seen. Like, half of them looked like drug addicts. Like, seriously. Right?
There was, like, at least 20 keefies there. Like, I'm not even kidding.
It was pretty bad. It was a weird mix of people.
There was a kid on the phone, that one kid that I, like, beat the shit out of.
He was a drug addict.
Yeah, he was, like... he like picks cigarettes up like off the ground, like when people like throw like just a tiny bit, he'll pick them off the ground and like start smoking.
It's like a trash can with fire coming out of
filter.
It.
And then like, I don't know.
There was that one guy that kept staring at me like I was gonna murder him for some reason. I don't know what the fuck his problem
was. Dude in front of us,
he
like,
was like 50, and he kept turning around staring at me.
Maybe everybody was so amped up for the game, they were like, I just want to fucking kill somebody right now.
Dude, I don't know. They were fucked up though.
They were.
But the Halo people, like,
yeah, that's true. The Halo launches are always pretty good.
Yeah, they're more chilled out.
Yeah. The Madden launch was pretty cool too. That I went to.
What are you looking for from the systems? Actually,
I guess pretty much summed it up. Better processing speeds. More memory. The digital download thing, I could see, and I think we talked about this, Nick. Like, I would like it, but, you know, he's right with a terabyte. Like, you don't know how much it's going to be, though. With me, right now, I don't know if I can, but, like, I would wait when something new like that comes out so that they could work the kinks out a little bit, because...
After the last launch, I could understand that.
I mean, seriously?
Yeah, I went through, like, five Xboxes.
Same here, man.
But I'm probably going to do it again anyway. Like,
I am.
Because I'm not going to be able to wait. I know that now.
I remember the first Xbox. Like, without that intercooler thing, like, oh, you can only play for 2 hours, and you got to turn it off, and or else it'll fry. And, like, that's what happened to all my... Even with an intercooler. Like, I'd look at the intercooler, and it would just be... It would be fried. Like, it would be brown, and from just the heat, like,
honestly,
it was insane.
Though, I think, like, they knew how much shit they went through for that, like...
I would hope that they're...
Like, I see every person that I've talked to that had an Xbox, like a first-gen Xbox, went through, like, 3, 4, or 5 of them.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, just imagine, like, how many other people that happened to. Like, I think they're going to work out those kinks, like, some of those, like, first-year kinks, second-year kinks, before they release it.
I mean, I would hope so.
I definitely think so.
One other thing I'd like to see would be... a controller dock where you could recharge them, not have to go through batteries. They have the rechargeable controllers out, but it would just be nice to see them having the actual friggin' dock on top of the Xbox that runs off of the battery or whatever that will charge the controller, and for them to include an HDMI cable and not that bullshit AC that
they better.
Like,
yeah, that's gotta be, that's like standard.
That's like a slap in the face, man. It's like turning you around and fucking you without a reach around. They give you something awesome, but here are the frigging component cables, not the HDMI. Like, fuck
and
you.
Even if you remember when the Xbox first came out, you couldn't even get, like, you had to get Microsoft's own HDMI cable. They didn't have a regular HDMI port on it.
Yeah.
So you couldn't even just use, like, if you had a cable already, you couldn't even use that.
Which cost like fucking $150.
Yeah, they were ridiculous with that shit.
I managed to cheat. I'm very proud of it. The casing with the because I use wireless controllers, wireless headphones, and I actually had to take off the casing for the the components just to use the audio so I could use the HDMI, because the assholes strategically put the HDMI right below the fucking component thing, and they have an extra little like ridge on the component thing so that it's either one or the other. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you, man. So I just took off the casing, duct wrapped it in electrical tape, and it's been working really great. So fuck you, Microsoft. All right.
Oh, man.
But, you know.
I would also like to, I like the fact that it does more than just play games now. A lot of people are like bitching about that. Like, I like all the new integration that they're doing with like other apps and stuff like that. Like, I like having Netflix and Hulu and things like that. And I would like to see more. I would like to see their own TV services, man.
I actually wanted to.
They're talking about that. Like, they're in talks with networks and stuff like that. Like, if I can not have cable, just use it for internet and shit.
That'd be cool, man. That'd be awesome, man.
I would like to see more of like an internet type thing on there too. Like. Fucking like the Internet Explorer on here, but like an actual fucking like a good Internet Explorer where I can like hook up like a wireless mouse and keyboard and like I don't know, like this one, like
you probably I don't know if you can or not, you might be able to.
And when you were like doing it, it kind of looked like, you know, kind of
it's good. The only thing that's weird is the typing, like typing is slow.
Yeah,
but if you have
like
one of those chat pad things,
yeah,
you could use that.
Yeah, but
or
they
you
don't
can,
even sell those anymore.
You could hook up a keyboard.
Oh, you could?
Yeah, you could hook up a keyboard to your Xbox.
Oh, well, yeah, just the fucking... Just the thing.
Yeah,
the USB.
It's just USB keyboard.
It's not.
Joe doesn't know how to turn on a tablet right now.
Yeah, that's because I have an iPad, and they're awesome and simple. And
fuck your iPad.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Sorry, I had to get out of my seat to help the five-year-old we have.
Now, how do you unlock it?
Just slide it to the unlock.
Oh, my God, dude. Are you serious?
Well, the Apple has that really nifty thing, like slide to unlock at the bottom.
Oh, my God. Jesus. So.
So, yeah. That's
okay, cool.
The internet and the TV thing. They definitely need to do that.
Awesome.
But that's about it. And the Sony, the PlayStation, I actually think they should just stop making that. And go fuck themselves.
Yeah. No, I believe so, too. If they want to throw in their lot with Microsoft just and combine their marketplaces, because there's a lot of PlayStation games that I would like to play.
There are some PlayStation games that I would like. There definitely are some that I want to play.
I want to see that. I want to get that game.
I want to play some of their downloadable stuff. Is actually kind of cool, like Journey, things like that.
Dude,
I like that stuff.
That fucking game got so many awards.
That's because it's a good game.
And it looks
amazing.
Dude, it looked like a fucking cloth flying in a desert. That's all it looked like.
Have you seen it play, though? Like, an actual, like, the graphics of it and stuff like that?
The graphics looked really good, but it's still a cloth flying in the desert. Like, what the fuck is that?
You're collecting things, and I like the idea. It's not just a desert, first of all.
I'm sorry.
And I like the idea of the way they did their multiplayer.
Yeah, but listen. You're talking about like a cloth flying through the air. I mean, way back almost 30 years ago, some asshole had an idea for an Italian plumber jumping around on
look
things, man. Look what happened, man. Like
now they make terrible systems. That's great.
All right. So what we have next is upcoming releases. There's a couple that come to mind. I mean, it's going to be a weird year just because they're doing the next gen.
Yeah, I'm wondering, that's another thing I'm kind of curious to how they're going to do with the, you know, we're talking about upcoming releases, like, how many of them are going to be also on the new systems? Because they did that when the first Xbox came out. Like,
yeah.
They released, like, games like, I remember Gun came out for both. There was a Hitman game that came out for both.
They're going to have to do it so you could play some of these new games on the new Xbox.
Oh, yeah, they're going to definitely, I mean, I don't see it to be any more, I mean, I don't know.
Being that they released Halo 4 this year. If a new system comes out, they're gonna be able to. You're gonna be able to play that. There's no fucking way they're gonna be.
When the 360 first came out, you couldn't. I don't think you could play any games. And then they started doing some.
Yeah,
of
they
them.
Converted. Yeah, yeah they had the coding.
But Halo 2, you could play.
Yeah, it's not that.
Oh yeah.
It's not that big of a jump in technology. So
it shouldn't be. Yeah, you're right.
Like, so some of the upcoming releases that I'm actually looking forward to is Lost Planet 3 is actually coming out January 15th.
I liked those games, actually.
Yeah, they were pretty fun. The multiplayer was...
The multiplayer was actually good,
that.
Man.
Yeah.
Did you ever play those multiplayer, Joe?
Nah.
They're actually fun.
Never was a multiplayer player until I started playing with you guys, really. Like, I was never really into stuff like that.
Lost Planet's good.
Sniper Ghost Warrior 2 is actually supposed to, like, they're talking about it like it's supposed to be better than the first one. I like the first Sniper. One was a pile of shit.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
V2,
yeah.
Like...
No, Sniper Elite, was that the other one that just came out?
Yeah, that was the other one.
The one where you, like, yeah. It shows you, like, busting through people's fucking
that was pretty cool.
Liver and
it
shit.
It great reviews from what I remember.
I thought that game looked cool.
It was fun, though.
This first Sniper game, though, it was fucking terrible. I played it, and I was like... I waited, like, 2 weeks for it from Gamefly.
Yeah, I remember that.
I got it, played it for like an hour or two, and fucking sent it right back. I couldn't fucking take it. there's new Borderlands 2 DLC coming out.
Yes.
It's a Hammerlock's fucking big game hunt, it's called.
I still got to play more of that game anyway.
Dead Space 3.
When is the release date for that? Do you have it?
February 5th.
Oh, okay.
That'd be good. So what about the Aliens game? That should be February.
February 12th, that is. That's my next one I was going to say.
If Gearbox doesn't push it back, which I don't mind. I really don't mind when companies do that, because it just says that they're trying to make sure that it's going to be a good game and a decent game.
Yeah. And actually, we got to play it at PAX against the multiplayer, and I actually enjoyed that. Like, I thought that was pretty fun then. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we beat the developers, which is pretty awesome.
Fuck you.
To play the developers.
You guys suck.
And, I mean, I'm actually really excited for Metal Gear Rising. That shit looks awesome.
Did you play that? Did you see, like, any of the... There's a demo that's out, I think, on PlayStation already.
Oh, really?
Or you get a certain game and you get a demo with it. But it looks kind of crazy.
Yeah. I actually...
Looks really over the top.
They're doing, like, the Kinect shit for that, right? Because I know, when they first showed it, they were showing some Kinect shit where, like, the guy was, like, hacking up a fucking watermelon or something on the table.
Oh, no, yeah, they're doing that without Kinect, actually. You, like, hit a button on the controller, and
really?
Then you pick the angle at which you want to slice, and you just fucking hack away and, like, cut dudes in half. Kind
of reminds me of Fight Night when they just used the analog sticks.
Yeah.
That's February 19th.
Oh, wow.
Crysis 3 is also the 19th.
Crysis 2 is good.
Gears of War Judgment.
That'll be cool.
Are you guys even looking forward to that?
No, I'm honestly not.
I don't care about it.
From what you told me about it being more kid-friendly, which...
Who said that?
No, that's what they were saying. I read that on... I forget what website it was.
Who the fuck wants to play
that?
Those
things are supposed to be scary, and they were in the first one.
There's a fucking chainsaw on the end of your gun. How is that kid-friendly in any way?
Those things are scary as
hell. I don't think they're making it like a Disney game, but like they're making it... They're making it...
There's a hug button.
Because I know it's mostly about Baird, right?
Yeah.
Is that... Yeah, okay.
Because like the books tell... Like, he's got an interesting story. And he was like fucked... Like, he did something, and he's kind of like Marcus a little bit, but he's more of an asshole, and he comes from like a rich family.
I think Baird is a bit of a douche, actually.
Oh, Baird's awesome, man. He's like the ultimate scumbag. And
yeah, got that right.
Oh, I don't think Cole's... Oh, yeah, Cole's in it, man, so that'll be cool.
Yeah, I like him.
I think they're like more like... They're not making it like dreary, I guess, and like dark and shit like that. I think they're kind of making it more, you know...
Well, it's a prequel, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I mean, I like what they did with the Gears of War 3 DLC, the ROM's Shadow, I think they called it. That was a prequel.
That was Gears of War 2.
Gears of War 3.
Three?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's right.
It was the add-on.
That's right. Yeah,
and
right.
It had.
I stopped playing that pretty quick, but.
Yo, but no, it was a really good DLC, like very, very good, and like they showed like pretty much like ROM, like and you got to control ROM, which was
cool.
Really friggin' cool. But it's gonna be interesting, man. I mean, like we said, it's gonna be difficult to.
I hope they do something with the multiplayer though. Like their multiplayer always seems okay at first, and then it just gets completely fucked. Like I don't know.
I don't like it at all.
I don't know if it's people cheating or what it is, but it just gets.
All they do is
dive and roll and then shotgun you in the fucking face.
Yeah,
that's all it is, man.
That's terrible. That's not even fun.
It's like fucking people running around with the shotgun or the sniper rifle in fucking Call of Duty.
No.
It's the same shit.
Fuck them.
Like, they need to cut out sniper rifles for some reason.
To be fair, sniper rifles don't bother me if you're actually using it like a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
The people that run around and put it in your chest and shoot you with it and shit like that.
Oh, then that's gay. Yeah, that's gay.
Like, that one sniper rifle that's, like, semi. Not the one you use.
The XPR. Oh,
it's
fucking
one shot, and you can just, like, semi-automatic fire like nuts.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say that the DLC, when they do it for Call of Duty, they need to make bigger maps, and they need to make it so... On, like, you know, the small maps that they have, there should be no sniper class. Because, let's face it, a sniper is not going to run close quarters and try to shoot somebody.
Well, Battlefield 3 just named it, it was just recon. And they allowed you to use, like, a couple of different weapons that were not like heavy duty weapons, but like submachine guns, things like that.
But here's the big difference from Battlefield and Call of Duty. Battlefield,
every you can actually map, use a sniper.
Every map was fucking huge.
Yeah
but except for there the was, close quarter stuff. But yeah,
there was like, you know, there was close quarter spots in every map that people fought with regular guns, not mm-hmm. sniper rifles. So like, you would never in Battlefield, you would never see a sniper running up in a house shooting somebody. I never saw that.
It's really a death wish, man. Yeah.
So like, I feel like they need to do more shit like that, and the game would be great. But I still think Battlefield is better. I can't wait for a new one to come out.
I do too.
You know,
Call of Duty's too cartoony and arcade like.
Yeah, it's fun, but I don't know. I don't know if I have more fun.
Run, shoot. There's no strategy, or very little, I should say.
That's true. You can't really have too much strategy in that. Yeah. We managed to do it, and when we do it, we have a lot. That's when I have the most fun, honestly.
Yeah. Yep.
When we pick a spot, hold it down, or like, you know.
What's that one map that we do really well at? I'm up top, and I'm watching the courtyard, I guess you'd call it, and
that's a drone.
Yeah. That's
drone, and also
map.
I like the one with the club. When we're inside the fucking club.
Oh, man, we held shit down like crazy, man.
That was awesome. My favorite map is either fucking the one with the town.
Oh, Yemen. The
No, not Yemen.
Which other one with
that's
the town?
Not Yemen. With the tanks.
I don't know. I forget what that's called, but yeah, I know what you mean.
That's called
either. Yeah, that one or Turbine. Those are my two favorite maps.
Yeah, Turbine's cool.
Turbine's the one with the plane. Remember when we held that spot down in the back?
Yeah, the one with the machine gun thing in it.
Yeah,
but we never actually use it.
Yeah,
man, I don't know why they put. That's just like begging to get a headshot from a sniper.
Oh yeah,
man.
You're stuck to the fucking thing. You're done.
But so that's about it with the upcoming releases for like up until like March. So
All right then. All right, so I think now we should just go around the room, tell everybody what our name is, and what grade we're in. And also just a little bit about your favorite game, what types of games you liked, what genres you like, most hated game, which I think will be funny. And we're going to change it around. We're going to let Mike go first.
That's me. Hi, my name is Mike. I'm 31 years old. Let me see. You said most hated game?
Yeah.
Let me think about that. Let me talk about the genres I like. I'm kind of all over the place. I'm a little bit in everything. Strategy games are the only games I don't really play a whole lot of, but it's not because I hate them, really. I don't know. So I lose interest sometimes with those. They're kind of tough. I do play a lot of PC games too, not just Xbox for me. I love online anything with multiplayer, cooperative games, first-person shooters, obviously, sports games like Madden and the 2K basketball games. RPGs. Love me some RPGs. Let me see. My most hated game? Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a tough one, huh?
That is a really fucking tough
one. Threw that one out there.
I'm trying to think of the games I've actually hated. There was a hockey game that I rented once, and I don't remember which one it was. It was one of the NHL games. I think, was it NHL 2K? It was one of the 2K ones, I believe. Yeah, we rented it for, was that GameCube or PlayStation 2? It might have been PlayStation 2. I remember renting it from Blockbuster.
It was back in like 03, I think.
And when you, I just remember like when you go to check somebody, or there was like no animation for it, and they never fell down. They just kind of like bumped into them. I was like, that's all they would do. And I remember I got so pissed off that I took the game out, I scratched it on one of my weights. And then took it back to the store and was like, yeah, this I just got it home and it wouldn't play in my system. So I wound up giving it back to them all scratched up and renting something else. But that might be up there. I can't really think of anything else I've really fucking hated.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You can go, Nick. I'll keep thinking. If I think of one, I'll let you know, but all go ahead.
Well, my name's Nick. I'm 22 now. Holy shit, I'm getting old.
Go fuck yourself, man.
My favorite types of games are probably first-person shooters. Battlefield is probably my favorite, besides Halo. My most hated game, I would have to say...
That's a really tough question.
I know.
Really, that's just as hard as your favorite game, I think. That's a hard question, too.
Yeah, I don't.
It could be anything from any time period, like anything. Because
ET for the Atari 2600.
Oh god, that's what I was gonna say. That
ET. That game was fucking terrible.
Atari.
I didn't even
know
what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah,
what did you do?
You didn't do it. You went in holes, and
that's all I remember is falling down a fucking hole, eating the jelly bean, and then dying or whatever the fuck he was doing. I don't even know.
Yeah, Atari. Let's not. That's why there's a million of them buried in the desert somewhere.
Yeah. All right. That's probably my most hated.
I actually this game is probably the most hated game, but I actually really liked it at the same time. Condemned, because it scared the fucking shit out of me.
Yeah, you were just so scared of it you couldn't play it.
Yeah,
he would call me at work and be like, "Yo, when are you coming home? I really want to play Condemned, but I can't. Like, I can't play it by myself."
How young was I though? I was pretty young back then.
That was yesterday.
That's
shit.
Yeah, dude, it had to be Condemned, man. I actually. I stopped playing it because I got so scared at like the one part. Like I actually fucking had nightmares for
the mannequins.
No, that part fucked me up.
Fuck those
mannequins,
man. That shit was.
It was that fucking fight in the house with that dude. That fucking like big dude.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
It was like a boss fight or some shit.
Was that when the house was on fire and shit?
Yeah.
That was towards the end.
Yeah, that was towards the end. I think I just stopped after that. I don't even know the ending.
Yeah.
That was fucked up though. Actually, I have a change of fucking heart for my favorite game. My favorite game all time. And I think you know this. Freedom Fighters.
Oh god.
For PlayStation 2. Nah, was my favorite fucking game. I played the shit out of that. Mike used to yell at me all the time for breaking into his room and playing his Xbox.
Yeah, dude, used to
or,
fucking
his
flip
PlayStation.
Out.
Because I couldn't not play that game. It was amazing.
Yeah, I didn't say my favorite game, but mine would probably be A Link to the Past.
Yeah,
for Super Nintendo. That was my favorite Zelda game and probably one of my favorite games.
Yeah, I'm not
ever.
90, so I really didn't play that too
much.
Yeah,
fuck off.
Yeah. You're like sperm.
So what about you?
For me, I'll start with the most hated game.
Let's say your name and your age first.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
What grade are you in? Sex location?
Ooh. I'm Joe. I'm 31. And I'm getting old. And I live in New Jersey. Favorite color is green.
Too.
I like turkeys.
He does like turkeys.
Yeah,
he does.
Turkeys. Okay, if you want to start with most hated game, it'll come as a surprise. Call of Duty 3.
Huh.
Because honestly, they tried going in a different direction with it, like three or four different story types.
Was that Treyarch's first shot?
Yeah, it was Treyarch's first jump into
was there
the
like a sub name for that, or was it just Call of Duty 3?
Call of Duty 3, piece of shit.
Was
of
it,
war.
Was it the big red one or something?
No,
like that?
No. That was the Medal of Honor.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah.
No, like no, but this game, and honestly, it's up there with the hardest achievements like of all time. You get 150 points if you beat it on veteran. But the thing was that you couldn't stop and start a new game. Like if you were playing through it,
you had
to go in one shot.
Fuck
pretty
that,
much,
dude.
And it was just insane. I hated it so much. Most favorite game, honestly, it's got to be Mass Effect 2. Because, like, it
That's
blew my mind, man. Like, they mixed everything. All the elements that I enjoy, like RPG elements. I love a good story. And, you know, the battle modes and, you know, the controls were simple, easy. And it's incredible because EA was a part of it, so and they didn't ruin it, which is surprising because I hate EA.
They waited till the third one to do that.
But it was great. I mean, the third one was amazing, but part two was the best to me. That's pretty much it. I mean, like as far as games that I like I said, RPG, story driven games. Mm-hmm. Hate sports games. Hate strategy games.
That's probably just because you can't play them, though.
No, I was good at NBA 2K9. Okay, because I used the black guys. And they were good.
Oh, so that was every team.
Okay. Yeah,
yo,
pretty
by
much.
By the way, did anyone hear about this EA shutting down 12 servers for games?
No.
They shut down the NBA Jam server and like a whole bunch of other ones.
Who cares?
Well, there's an NBA Jam tournament edition for Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah.
Is that down?
I don't know, but like
apparently they shut down recent
games too. Huh. Like it's weird.
Just hated seeing Charles Barkley fly through the air with a flaming basketball.
He's on
fire. Oh, hey, you could be Bill Clinton. Well, type this
in.
So stupid, man. I hated
that.
Can't
buy a bucket.
Yeah.
I remember flipping out, always fucking trying to get that code in.
Yep.
the beginning of the game.
It was cool, though, because when the first one came out on the Lakers, it was Vlade Divac and James Worthy as the two guys. Like, that is going back so friggin' far, man. Wow.
Michael Jordan wasn't in those games, right? Because he had his own game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wasn't in those.
Faggot.
Yeah, but I guess that pretty much wraps it up for us this week.
Yeah. I had a quick question.
Sure.
What are you going to play tonight?
Nothing. I'm going home and I'm going to bed.
No, you're not.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No, you're going to play Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
I can't, man.
I heard
tonight.
That. I heard
Why?
That.
I heard.
But, why can't you?
Because, man, we have to wrap the show up and I have to go home and go into my
room. Play Black Ops 2?
And not play Black Ops 2.
Yeah, you got
to
play Black Ops 2.
Hold on, hold on. Why aren't you going to play?
Yes. Because I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm.
Dude, you're
I'm
up till 6 o'clock every
too.
Day.
But, like, I'm going to play.
Yeah.
That's...
You have, like, a clan, like, duty that you have to fulfill.
I just did tonight.
It's like a Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's like a Call of Duty.
Yeah, you like that?
So great. Okay, so we're going to leave it at that. I don't want to play games tonight, but they're making me. They're bad influences in my life.
Gotta get in the danger zone, man.
Yeah, danger seriously. Zone. All right, yeah, danger zone, all right. But, yes, you could check us out at Poppin' Pills at... no, I'm just kidding. Pop in Pixels at Twitter. We also have
pixels. It's popped.
Popped. Poppo.
Popping pixels.
Oh, popped pixels. Okay.
Send us questions and emails too at poppedpixels@gmail.com.
Yeah, like why can't Joe get the name right?
Yeah.
Because he's retarded.
And if you don't, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Cut my fucking arm off, bro. That's Tim and Eric. I will never watch that. Don't watch that movie. All right.
Room.
All right. But we're at poppedpixels at twitter.com. Also, the Facebook, same thing.
Yep. Yep. Pop right. Pixels.
Pop Pixels. If you would like to get in touch with me, I am at JESTENES, N as in Nancy, of course, at gmail.com. Also, if you want to play with me, same thing, Joe Estenes.
Can I play with you, little boy?
You can play with me whenever you want. So just to be phonetic, because everybody gets my last name wrong, it's E, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E, N as in Nancy, E, S as in Sam. And that's my Xbox names, too. And, Nix is boyraper at gmail.com. No, what Nick will go into his.
I'm Batman Space X JLAX.
That's that's an actual space, not the don't write space.
Yeah, because if you do, you're fucking retarded. Facebook is Nick Pac-Man Santillo. You'll probably see a picture of my hot self in a bikini. Mm. And I don't really go on Twitter much because you're a fucking asshole.
Gee, that's great. Just tell them that. That doesn't send you anything. Never mind.
What, for Twitter?
For Twitter. Yeah, Twister. He's at Twister, not Twitter.
I never said Twister. What the fuck are you talking about?
Just give me your Twitter name.
I don't even
know
it.
Do you even know it?
No, I don't. I think it's just Nick Santillo. I don't fucking know.
All right, we'll come back with it next. I don't know. Who cares?
I don't know it either. I'll give you my Twitter name.
Just send it to boyraper at twitter.com.
Just hashtag jailbait ass rape, and I'll be there.
You know what? If you want to get in touch with Nick, you can talk to me. My Twitter name is Mike S. Morales. Yeah, it's pretty easy to get in touch with me.
Yeah.
And I'll pass anything along to Nick that you want.
Do you have Facebook?
I do have Facebook, and that is also Mike Morales.
Oh, look, I found it. It's N. Santillo, SANTILLOXJLAX.
Yeah, great. The wonder of smartphones. Fantastic.
If you do look on his Facebook and you see a picture of an Asian guy, it is him. Yeah. I don't want you to think you got the wrong Facebook page. That is him.
Yeah, he is Asia. Man. All right, but that wraps it up, guys. It was really great seeing you. And just remember, everybody, in the washing machine of life, sometimes you're going to get dick lint in your mouth. Have a good evening. Good night.